So now we come to Sugya Yud. And this Sugya Yud, I have to also go back to a different Talmud from that great ninth grade class of yesteryear. An unbelievable shot. We're going to end off with an unbelievable shot from a ninth grader from 12 years ago. Listen to this. You all saw this Sugya Yud. So you saw there were two deos in the Rajva of how to deal, you get this Sugya? Is it with Chavrus? There's two deos in Sugya Yud. Look careful, we'll bring you in. Whoever hasn't gotten there, we'll bring you in. A bit of bow. Are we holding or are we bringing everyone in here? Okay, anyway, let's be careful. This is the Rajva. This first Rajva in Yud. Yud Aleph is for Shavuos night. But in Yud, he brings up a following problem. Remember, Rav Yochanan said, made a statement, that Echad Yosef Yibirchat Chavera. But yet, later on, there's a bright that is brought, and when you have two people, you have to split up. And it is, what are we talking about? The Gemara says, when you're dealing with two Bekiyim, when you have a bucky and a boar, okay, a bucky and a boar, then one can be most of the other. So everyone wants to know what's the story with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a blanket statement, Echad Yosef Bebechas Chavera. And then the Gemara asks, what's his chiddush? It's like, what do you mean, what's his chiddush? Maybe his chiddush is, you know, boar with bucky, you know, or even b'chal. Maybe he's being chalek on the b'raisa. That would be a very big chiddush, right? Okay? So, the truth of the matter is, the Rajva, without getting into the technicalities in the Rajva, how he learns the Gemara. I'll leave that to you, how the Rajva works out the Gemara and the sira between the b'raisa and Rav Yochanan. But two very important shitas, come out of the end of the Rajva here, when he puts it all together. And that is, one shita that comes out is that this halacha, okay, of what? This halacha that is brought down in the Braisa is mamish what? Is mamish a b'diyeved halacha, and Rav Yochanan is being cholay on the brisa, and Rashi says, and that's why the Rif leaves it out. But the significance of that shita is, as opposed to the other shita, that this shita holds, the brisa holds, that b'diyeved, isn't it? B'diyeved, if a bucky tries to be mostly a bucky in Birchas Hamazon, he won't be Yosei even with the other. It won't work. By a boy and a bucky, it won't work. And by a bucky and a bucky, it won't even work with the other. The other sheet in the Rajma says no. That the chiddush of Rav Yochanan is that with the other it won't work. That the halacha of the bride is saying that a bucky and a bucky shouldn't do it. It doesn't do it. Mitzvah L'chavah, you have to break up. But if you went ahead and you did do it, you'd still be Yosei with the other. So we have here two shitas. And the truth of the matter is, the second shita makes much more sense. Why does the second shita make much more sense, anyone? Why does it make much more sense to say that the other will work by a bucky and a bucky? Logic. No? It's very simple. Because if it works for a bucky and a boar, right, so that means that the principles of Shemaya Ka'ona are working. And it's just saying that when you have a bucky and a bucky, postures it means that you don't rely on that. Well, yeah, you saw many times already that a bucky and a bucky, you might space out, you might this. So it's a second-rate approach to be Yosef in Shemaya Ka'ona. You don't rely on Shemaya Ka'ona unless you have it. That's a simple shot. The real question is, what in the world is the Shita that hold that by a bucky and a bucky it won't work at all. By the bucky and a board it won't work. Doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? If America only works, it works. Who cares if it's a bucky and a board or a bucky and a bucky? Okay? So the truth of the matter is, okay, well, look at it. When we get to the city of Shemaya Kahone, I'm not sure where we're going to do it. If we're going to do it in Perek Shvi, or we're going to do it in Perek Shishi, or we're going to do it in Perek Sheni. I don't know where we're going to do it. When we get to the city of Shemaya Kahone, we'll see that it's not so simple that everything works with Shemaya Kahone. In fact, the Rav Soloveitchik has a whole piece in one of the Shiurim with Zecha Avraham Lori. It talks about how Shomei Kohen doesn't really work for Birchas HaMazon. Shomei Kohen doesn't work. Fine, that doesn't help. Okay, so Shomei Kohen doesn't work. So if Shomei Kohen doesn't work, so then we have a problem the other way. In other words, either way you're going to be stuck. If you say Shomei Kohen works by a bucky and a board, so it should work by a bucky and a bucky. If you say Shomei Kohen doesn't work by a bucky and a bucky, so what's that magic it's going to work by a bucky and a board? So listen to what this kid said. Beautiful pshat. He says, what have we been saying all along? We've been saying all along that what have we been talking about? We've been talking about, and it happens to be so nice in the whole sugya from when we started from the beginning. We've been discussing now, what about Shnayim? Can Shnayim do what? Can Shnayim do Zimun? And can, which means that can Shnayim be a Chabura? Can Shnayim be a unit? And we're ending up saying, no, Shnayim can't do it. Ain't Bechaz Zimun, they may have. Shnayim can't do it. Shnayim can't do Zimun. What was the basic lumdus? The basic lumdus is that to be a halachic unit for Zimun, it has to be the defined unit and the Torah defined, which is a group unit. And two, it's not a group unit, and therefore you can't have a unit benching. Listen to this chiddush. Effi Nissenfeld's his name. Give him credit where it's due. So he says, you know what the pshat? Anyone want to suggest it? I'm almost gave it away already. What he said is as follows: that when you deal with a bucky and a bucky, so Shemaya Kohen doesn't work. So yeah, end of story. But when you deal with a bucky and a boar, what's pshat on a boar? The boar is dependent on who? On the bucky. So even though normally there's no halachically mandated unit because there's no group, or it's not fellowship to do whatever it's not you're going to get. There's no halachically mandated group unit, therefore you don't have a unit. That's true when you have two individuals. But what happens when you have an individual that's dependent on what? On the other guy. The boy is dependent on the bucket. So that dependency is mixed into who? To the bucky. And therefore you have a unit benching. And it's really the benching of the unit. It's the benching, it's not Zimun, which is, you know, group benching, but it's the concept of a unit benching, and therefore it's not working b'torah Shomei Kaona. The Shomei Kaona won't work. When we get to that sugya, we'll see why. But we know that Birchas HaMazon can work b'torah's unit. Unit benching. And this, the only unit benching by two is by a boar and a bucky. Ad kan. Alright, so we have Yud Aleph. I'm going to say one other thing about Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, there are not that many Ma'amakomos, but it is the most fundamental sugya up until today in this whole rigmarole. So it's dealing with the whole issue of people packing out from their meal. Okay? Can they pack out? Can one force two to do Zimun? Can two force one? And that's going to get in. The whole mahalas that we've been building up until now is going to really come under duress. And that's the shadow won't cave. It can't cave. There's too much riding on it. Namely, all the hundreds of riyas that we've brought already. Okay, even though there's a powerful sugya, I think at the end you'll see that Whatever we're going to say is not going to be a kvetch and force us to save the pshat, but it's really Emes Lamidah Zatara, Mitzvah Shem, and we'll see you on Thursday. Shkoda.